You talking? Am I talking first?
Go ahead and open it up.
Okay, yeah, let me open it up. It is, you know, indeed my podcast, Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby.
How could we forget?
And I'm the man, your man, Dale Brisby. I've got a guest with me today, Mr. Josiah Chicho Nation Zapata. And just coming off of Fort Worth booth, where I made some select appearances on the weekends.
Oof.
Josiah set it up for me, or no, you tore it down for me, but you ran it during the week.
Yeah.
And then I got San Antonio booth set up, Rodeo Time booth down there, which is going on currently. How was booth life? Why you got a sigh like that?
I don't have anything bad to say. I'm thankful to have the opportunity, first of all. Second of all, though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. How much are the shirts? When is Dale Brisby coming to the booth? When is he going to make his next appearance? How much is the hoodie? How much are the caps? When is Dale Brisby? Okay, that's. I just wanted to bring you that because all the fans were at the booth. They were at the booth, and those were the most asked questions. Second of all, I love booth life because of the people watching. I love to people watch. From 8 to 8. And yeah. And then at San Antonio, you're 10 to 9?
Yeah.
10 to 9.
Yeah, they're long booths. First of all, those questions, they seem like really easy questions to answer.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I feel like, and I feel like there's probably a lot more interesting questions that people are asking you, like personal questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, so...
how much do you make after taxes?
He must be making a killing.
Are you mad that Pedro's that much better looking than you? Do you get called Pedro? How many times have you been called Pedro?
About three. I was three times last week.
Yeah.
Is that real hair?
Yep.
Is that, are his cowboy hats?
Which, no, I say no, it's not real hair. It's a wig made from the hair that we shaved off your mom's back.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is pretty terrible. I think that Fort Worth was a really long booth. It is a marathon. It's not a sprint. But you have to have the mindset. You got to be mentally ready to go in there and just take it on face first.
Yeah.
Okay. San Antonio. You normally pick when you got, like, on the weekends. You're in there... I see you going in there from maybe like 1 to 3 sometimes on Saturdays.
No.
10 to 1.
Dude, whenever I go to booth life, if I'm there, I'm there. Sometimes I'm there for an hour. Sometimes I'll plan to be there for an hour. Yeah. I'll stay for 3.
Okay.
But if I, like, when I go to San Antonio, like this last time, I was there for, I want to say, 9 hours.
Yeah.
And it's not hard work.
No.
Obviously. I've done a lot harder work for a lot less money.
Yeah.
But after 9 hours, I'm going to probably sit down. Yeah. I might yawn. Oh, Dale, what's wrong with you? Why are you wake up, old son? I've been here for 9 hours, old son.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I'm going to jump up. I'm going to shake your hand. But that's a long time to be in a booth. Most of these guys are making appearances at booths, other radio contestants, for an hour.
Yeah,
when you get paid to go somewhere, like Tuff Cooper, when he goes and makes an appearance for Rock and Roll Denim, 90 minutes, tops.
Yeah.
Tops. Usually just 1 hour.
So
your boy's there for 9.
You put out a lot. And I know, what is one of your most repetitive questions asked to you?
Probably definitely the hair. Or.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Is your hair real? Or.
Where do you live? Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And there, I can never answer that question, like, precise enough. It's almost like west of Fort Worth.
Where?
Over kind of around Throckmorton area. Where?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? The longitude and latitude? Coming to my house? Like, people get offended. So, yeah, the guy, the booth next to me, he's like, where y'all from? Fort Worth.
No, that narrows that down.
Well, west of Fort Worth, 2 hours outside of... Graham America. And he's like, okay. Of course, he didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
And then I say, where are you from?
Las Vegas.
And then asked a few more questions. Turns out he's not from Las Vegas. 20 minutes from there.
Oh, yeah.
So he did the same thing he got mad at me for.
Yeah.
Made me want to strangle him.
He's selling in his booth.
Bracelets.
Oh.
Copper bracelets.
Okay.
Great guy, though. Great guy, though.
What about the question that I've been asked a lot of is all the way down, Randy. All the way down. Okay. Is he married? Does he have a girlfriend? I mean, like, he is like my future husband. I mean, I'm there doing booth life, and some little, can I say floozy? Is that, can I not say, okay.
I don't know. I'm just not interested. Having one girl is like having one song on your playlist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Right now we're in the Rodeo Time gym. That's where we record our podcast.
Right.
And if you had one song on your playlist.
Oh, boy.
And you're working out for 35, 40 minutes.
Get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to over and over and over. I like music, old son.
Well.
I like music.
I just really want to. I want to say thank you to everybody that comes up and asks for a picture and an autograph. You give them every picture, every autograph. You're there. You're putting in work. But I just really want to thank them.
It's all about the kids.
You do it for the kids.
It's all about the kids.
Well, yeah. Well, that's all I really was really wanting to know is, like, booth life is for real. It's not.
Well, it's an opportunity for the citizens of Winnebago, the fans of Rodeo Time, to get their hands on Dale Brisby.
Yeah.
You know, where you can get in there and run your fingers through. I will say I met a guy at the NCBA convention.
Uh-huh.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association this last week, and gave me the old nut tap, and I nearly fought him. I nearly fought this man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know. At first I thought maybe he was nervous. I think he felt bad later, but like he hit me hard.
Made
my stomach hurt.
Yeah, but do you think that you mislead them on your videos? Do you think they think it's acceptable? Since you do it all in your videos.
Right? I don't think that is. We've done that. We've done like four nut taps. Okay? Like that's not like a common thing. Like the phone slap, I kind of get it. I got phone slapped by a kid who's, you know, and he's wearing my cap. Like I get that. Like we do that. And the floor is padded. Like it's funny. Like,
okay,
he
but
got
where
DB.
Did this guy come
but,
from?
But we don't know each other. If I do that to Wes, like I know Wes. Yeah. I've known Wes for a year.
Maybe
we're really good friends.
He's just Mick Dundee in you. Have you ever seen Crocodile Dundee or whatever?
Yeah, but what is that? I don't know.
That's just making sure it's all there. I don't know.
I guess.
Okay,
that's across the line, and he did it hard.
Where did this guy come from? Like, you were walking, and this guy's walking this way.
Cody Webster, Corey Anderson with Total Feeds, and Donnie are walking around. I'm done with my appearance, and we're just going to go check it out. This guy walks up. I'm wearing a name tag, and he's like, oh, are you – and he looks at my name tag, Dale Brisby. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, as if you didn't know who I was, why would you walk up to me and ask for a picture if you didn't know who I was? But I'm playing along with it. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I go to put my hand up, the Wool Dale Yeah sign. He's like, oh, is that what we're doing? And does this. And then just comes down with it. And
I would have fought him.
Hard.
I would have fought him.
Hard. He had a wife. He was probably,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Randy,
mid-20s.
Randy, come here right quick. Randy, come in. Come here right quick.
And he was like a normal guy.
So if you're standing there and you get nut tapped, are you fighting? As hard as that guy said
somebody
he was.
That you've
Someone
never
that
met.
Someone that I don't know, yeah.
That's just, what I'm saying. You don't
I'm
know
rip
him.
Rip his freaking head off and poop down his neck.
Yeah, that's Whoa. What I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if I had done that to you as hard as he had done it to me, you'd have been mad at me, and you know me.
Well, Leroy has kicked me in the nuts.
Oh, yeah. That was an accident, though.
And
I don't know. If you can find that clip and run it back.
Yeah. He had immediate remorse there.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's
but you were still
heart.
Mad, and you knew the guy, and you still got a little mad.
But I didn't show it.
Yeah.
I just played it off. Fell over, hit my knee, or no, hit my
So
face
I, like,
knee.
Hit the guy back, but... I wanted to roll him up. I wanted to fold him like a cheap lawn chair.
One time we were in Colorado.
Yeah.
And this guy comes and starts grabbing Dale.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be a wreck.
Dude,
what happened?
So I'm sitting there
he
on my phone.
You.
It was a crowded room. Yeah. And
it was packed.
we're in Colorado Springs. Like, we flew there, got a Uber, and then went over. And so, like, we might have flown there that day. I don't know. But
when is this year or is this last year?
No, last year. But we're in a crowd of people. Year. We don't know who they are. We're far away from home. It's just one of those deals where you kind of watch your back. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, you pay attention. And this guy caught me. I wasn't paying attention. I'm on my phone, and he just slides in there like fast.
Get off
like,
of me!
Like, comes over, and he just goes like this,
and he goes, "Oh, Dale Brisby," and then like his
get
other,
off of me.
His other, and I was, and dude, I just like get off, get back, like
get
this,
out.
And I like cocked my arm back like this, and because he was just like,
you made him feel that small though.
90% of attacks happen from the back. I'm just saying.
Well, I calmed down, you know, when I realized he was like, he kind of like got.
Well,
it.
What did you said something to him that? Because he said, I thought it was going to be all right.
Well, that's what it was. He just kept going. Yeah. And I was like, get up. And then he's like, oh, no, come here. You know, like something like that.
Yeah,
just,
I don't
and
like
then
that.
I was like, and I was, and he just said something. He just, I can't remember what I said. I was like, dude, I'm not like a hunk of meat. I'm not like something.
Yeah,
you just,
he said something where he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
And then I was nice. Yeah. Then I was like,
he didn't want to talk because he was so embarrassed.
Yeah. Then I was nice. But it was just weird because people just like.
Hey, yeah, it is weird. You know what, though? Like, it is weird, though, because I know Randy, but I still know my limit. You know, like, I don't just come. Yeah, see? Like, you don't like that. But I also, what else? You know what bothers me, though, is when people come up to you and they go like this. Like, they'll grab your hand like this and they'll just squeeze, like, you, like they, there's no tomorrow. Like, they're going to squeeze it. And you're like, there's a difference between a. Yes.
Well. Basically, I think we put out so much content, obviously, and people consume it, people watch it, and they get to where they feel like they know us.
They know you.
Yeah.
They feel like
and that's cool. I love that. It's just sometimes I'll say this, like sometimes there's people that come up and they like, you know, grab it or they say something. That's what happens most often. They say something that's like super douche or like mean or
like
over the line
in front of Thomas and Mac the other day
that guy something about a fag or something, and like that guy was he was just mean, which I'll blow that off, but like some people, what I'm talking about is like they just get nervous and they say something like they watch so many videos, it's like we're best friends, and they say something like mean or over the line. I'd let that stuff go. I don't care. Like, if somebody's nervous and they're just a fan, like, I can see right through that. I'll just roll with it. But
I will say this, though.
If you come up and like, punch me in the nuts, that's too far.
That's over the line. That's over the line.
By anyone's standards.
But I will say this, though. Just any kind of unwanted physical contact is dangerous. You're playing with a black eye or a busted lip.
We'll see. Like unwanted physical contact with your friend, like somebody like you, I've known for years. Like, it might be over the line, might make me mad, but I pretty much know your mind and your heart.
Yeah.
Somebody who I've never met before in my life comes up. I don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
I don't know what's on the. They might.
I never in a million years would have ever thought I would even say this, but are you considering getting full-time security?
Well, that
like
so,
legitimate security, not intern security, not Leroy security. Like
I haven't considered it past Leroy.
Gun on the hip, suit.
And that's a good thing, Leroy. All I'm gonna say is I'm glad Leroy wasn't there at that deal.
Yeah.
Cause he's got a hair trigger. Weird.
So,
but
he
he's just protective. He's protective of people that he loves.
So what I'm getting at is, though, just real quick, if I can, with all due respect.
But maybe it's something we should consider. I've never thought about
it. Can they be like.
Vegas is what makes me nervous. You know what makes me nervous is bars.
I don't go into them. Honestly, I don't even go into them.
Whether you know who Dale Brisby is or not, this right here, Target. I'm going to go mess with that guy. Like, if you're drunk,
dude.
This right here is a target.
Let's save that for another episode right quick. I really, because listen, I'm going to go ahead
for another episode. That's the end of the thought. What else?
No. We're going to take that thought right there, and we're going to talk more stories with you later on. I want to talk more stories with you later on.
Why not talk about it right now?
Okay, well, let's do it.
What were you going to talk
about? What
about
the drunkest What about the drunkest guy that walks in, like you said, you're a target, and they go straight to you, and in the you see him coming, and in your mind you're like, go.
Well, first of all, you know, if they know who I am, yeah, then they've obviously watched some of the videos.
Yeah.
So first of all, like, it's like a good thing, you know.
But the dude is just like, hey man, there's that Dale Brisby guy over there. He's just a, hey, that stuff you do is funny as crap, man.
See,
but
that,
hey,
right,
man,
there,
let me,
that's a fan. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm
yeah.
I'm,
hey man, you real is old, you ever take your glasses off? Take your glasses off. Like, do you, I mean, then what?
Well, I mean, people just, oh man, this is like behind the scenes. We're like getting into
yeah,
it right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, go ahead.
Well, answer this one, and then I got another one.
Okay. Well, I think in that situation, if he's acting like that, I'm looking for an exit.
Yeah.
You know, just because I want to avoid any sort of, I'm not, I do not look for or enjoy confrontation.
Yeah.
So that guy is like, you know, I'm like, man, this could go wrong. Like, I could say something that would offend him. Like, I'm gonna be not the cocky Dale Brisby you yeah. might see in the video.
Yeah.
So, but
go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, so I've been to a lot of booths with you. Are we? We're talking about booths now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of booths with you now, and I'll just tell you straight up, I can't do booth life.
Yeah.
I just can't sit there and see that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I don't know how you go through way more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. Like, what literally motivates you to stay in that booth besides?
Oh,
I don't know if I know your answer, but
I do.
What are some three thing? What are three main things that motivate you to? Because you don't want to stay in that booth all day long, but you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what motivates you? What?
So we were talking about it a while ago. Whenever, we weren't talking about that exactly. We were talking about length of time to stay in the booth, 9 hours. So in Vegas, I was, you know, we were running around, and like, every moment that my booth is open, I like to spend time there. And it might be 7 hours, but we might have been in Vegas filming 2 hours before that, and then maybe filming after that, do something. This year, like, I had to go to the pre-show right before the NFR. And then I had to go to an after party for the Mirage. Seriously, 17-hour days
yeah.
for 10 days in a row. And so by the end of it, ended up getting sick. But to back to the booth life, like, I could have just gone and slept. But to me, it's like, man, these people want to come to the booth to meet Dale Brisby. And so because, you know, a lot of people don't buy shirts or caps, whatever. I don't care, and I don't track it. Like, I really don't give two squirts of duck crap about if somebody buys. You know, most of the people I talk to do not buy anything.
Yeah.
I think I don't
just want a picture. Shaking.
Yeah, they you. Yeah, they just take a picture, talk to them. Like, I don't give a crap.
Or they already have the merchandise.
I usually
yeah.
don't know what the booth did, but anyway, it's what I got to be careful of. Like in San Antonio, I was there for 9 hours. That one wasn't so bad, but in Vegas, by the end of a day.
Yeah.
By the end of definitely day 10, somebody walks up and they get like a 60% version of Dale Brisby
right.
and then they're let down.
Yeah. yeah.
So I got to find a balance between, but the motivation is just, I just love freaking making people laugh.
And
period.
That's
what
too.
I love making people laugh. I love that people enjoy watching the videos. I love that like a 67-year-old mom, a grandmother may get a picture. And then a 7-year-old kid might get a picture. A Hispanic man, a young woman. Like
I feel like this. I feel, you know what? Like, I don't want to cut you off, but I think like the same thing that we're doing, that we're like the content that we're putting out is the same thing that we were doing when we were kids. And now we get to do it for basically making the person laugh, the comedic laugh. Like, we're getting to do that for them, to take them out of whatever situation they're in. But we get to do this every day. And I think that that's what really – and sitting in that booth, too.
To be honest, like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's like making sure that we can continue to do this. I think if you look at my social media, especially compared to businesses, like even on Rodeo Time social media, like somebody could follow me for, if let's say they followed me January 1, they might follow me for 2 or 3 months before they realize like we have an apparel line. Mm-hmm. That could very well happen. Because we put out so much stuff where it doesn't talk about it. Now, if we're doing a giveaway or it's Black Friday, yeah, you're going to see a little bit more because we got to keep lights on. Randy ain't free, you know.
That's right.
Jackson's got to eat, dog. Jackson's gotta
eat. I got a wife at home that eats 5 meals a day, and I got a dog that just won't shut up.
It's 5 meals a day.
Your wife does not.
Victoria weighs like 106, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where does she put it?
Where does she put it?
Okay, here's another question.
Okay.
All right, this is a serious question. So I moved to Graham, Texas.
Yeah, right here by Winnebago.
And I've been solid coming into the warehouse for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks now. And
have you been clocking in?
You know, I already knew this, but, you know, and this is serious. You probably think I'm not going serious.
Well, you're smiling. Randy doesn't get serious that often.
But in all reality, you're here first, always.
Yeah.
And do you ever get tired? Like, do you ever just want to just sit back and relax?
Because
you're just going... Listen. Like balls to the wall, dude. Like,
yeah, well, and,
the, it's, and no, but it's appreciated, and I see the big picture. But like, dude, like you just come back from San Antonio, you drove all night, then you're in here working out in the morning, and then right when 8 o'clock hits, it's game on.
I just
don't stop.
I freaking love this game.
Yeah, like I do too.
I do not care.
So, I mean, you don't like watching shows at the house, or you want to eat some cereal in the morning, or
you know,
you just skip that, go straight into grind time.
I think that when
hold on, Dale will dry lot you. Dale will dry lot you and keep you up all night.
What that means?
That means not eat, not sleep, like we'll just straight grind face off.
I've always
you just like the process.
I love the process. And so, like, I don't care, like, if anybody ever bought a T-shirt. Like, I've got followers that will never buy one.
Yeah.
And I'm just as appreciative for people that, you know, watch my stuff. I mean, like, if you look at the numbers of people that watch a video, comment, like, we can all do the math. They're not all buying stuff. Yeah. Doesn't bother me. I love, like, kind of like whenever you're talking to a girl at the bar in college at a rodeo, like I loved just like getting on a bull, that little rush of changing that girl's stranger. From a stranger to now they like you, they're laughing.
Now they want
to
be friends, start a family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's fun. Now I didn't,
That's what I did to Victoria.
I don't take girls to that limit. But I love making people laugh. And I love the business side of it. It's just fun, the process of a stranger finding us on the internet, becoming, I'm going to see what he's going to, you know, become a follower.
Yeah.
And then however many days, months later, maybe they buy a T-shirt. That's a fun process for me. Like they appreciate it so much that they would like to put a T-shirt on.
Yes.
I really don't care like about the dollars. At this point, it's about, can we keep doing it? Yeah. Because we sustain ourselves, but the people on the team, keeping Cheech here, keeping Leroy, the interns, Caitlin, Victoria, Lisa, Lolly.
Hello.
Yeah, like keeping everybody going in Winnebago.
In a sense, you like not just.
I love employing people. Yeah. I love helping people.
But some people see the 10,000 foot view, but you ultimately see the big picture of at 50,000 or 100,000 feet. You see not just going to the rodeos, not just keeping T-shirts and that stock, but even keeping animals, your animals, and keeping the whole ranch and keeping this all going. And editing with Randy, making sure that everything that goes out, like, you love everything about it. There's not one thing that you absolutely just
don't. I mean, like, even down to just the way we got started with prank phone. I'm not going to get too much into it, but with prank phone calls and just, like, it was all just us having a good time, you know, several years, 10 years ago. And
a decade ago.
A short decade
we got
ago.
Started with prank phone calls, and here we are. But
you need to bring prank phone calls back.
Yeah. That's what I... And I was doing it, no camera. I would do it by myself. Prank phone call somebody by myself. Just because, like, I thought it was fun, you know?
You did that just because.
Yeah, and then me and the person...
We used to do that all the time. Would you do star 6-7 so they couldn't...
Yeah.
You know, the funnest thing about prank phone calls, the most fun we had was... the iPhones came out.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, and you can merge.
Yeah. So, me and you call each other.
Right.
You add a call and I add a call at the same time. And then it would have to be somebody who would answer any phone call.
Right.
Yeah.
But used to, everybody would answer an unknown phone call.
And it looks like they called each other.
Yes, exactly. The most fun we had was, like, my buddy had a random friend in college that was a girl. He knew she would answer. And she's, like, between classes. And then, and that's at A&M. And then... We merged her with a phone call with a car dealership in Pampa, Texas. Just random. And so she thinks the car dealership called her. The car dealership's so by the end of the phone call, they're trying to sell her a car, and she's thinking about buying it because we did this phone call.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, like telling people.
That salesman is probably like, thank you, Dale Brisby.
Telling people that their radiator was ready at the shop and they needed to come by the radiator shop. But the point is, and I think, so back to the original question, it's just like, we love it. A lot of people watching the Snapchats, watching the YouTube videos, like, they don't realize, like, what we do before and after and between those Snapchats. So many of my friends really just, they'll call me and be like, hey, can you come so-and-so on Tuesday? No, we're running a business here. Like, this is, like, but he just watched our,
he just watched our
Snapchats, and he's like, and he sees us jacking around, you know? When really, like, yes, we did enjoy it. It was authentic. We were jacking around.
If we were just jacking around, there wouldn't be a business.
Nobody would be watching it.
No one would be watching it.
I have the question that's asked all the time. Like, they're like, so is it cool, like, going up there? Like, you guys are just messing around all the time? Like, you guys are just, like, y'all just hang out and stuff, huh? And I'm like, we got up at 5 o'clock. We shot at Randy. Randy says golden hour is, what, 7:30? Yeah, at 7:30 in the summertime. And then we buck bulls. Then we film something else. And then we buck bulls again in the evening. And then...
I think that's probably... The work you put out, Randy, that's pretty easy for... Not easy, but a lot of people...
Yes, it is.
It's easy. No. What I was going to say was it's easier to see that... That guy had to work hard on that.
Yeah, but...
Or do you feel like most people think you didn't work that hard?
I've never thought about that.
Because you're a natural at it. That's why.
Do you feel like people don't realize how hard it is that you had to work at a certain video? Okay, for instance...
I don't think... Because there's some videos that I can just cruise through, and it's like maybe an hour of editing, and there's some that it literally might take me... 2 full days.
What about the Cheyenne Baxter Black video?
Yeah, that was kind of a different deal just because it was so long. Like, I had to take breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, I went hard at it for a while. I'd edit for maybe 2 hours straight, and then I would just take a little break. But so I don't really know how long that took me, but that was probably the longest video I've ever spent time on editing, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like, but the reason that I'm saying this, though, and to both of you guys, and even I think in the Rodeo Time Posse, everybody is really, really strong at something.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, I don't care what you say, but you're gnarly when it comes to, like, making videos. Dale gets to where he's in front of the camera, he's doing warehouse stuff, then he's, you know, feeding stock, And then we're trying to get into the video, and we're all putting it all together. But when you go to edit, it's like, it's just, you're so a natural at it. It's just like he's a natural at being a fearless leader and a business, you know, running a business. And then everybody just having to fit into where they can get into. So I feel like if you're a natural, like you are, it shouldn't, it's not, to me, it doesn't look like, it is hard work, but it's not hard for you.
Yeah, well, I would literally do this if I wasn't getting paid.
Right.
Honestly, I would
love
labor.
Me too. Yeah. And that's why we're doing, yeah, we were both doing it when we weren't getting paid.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work to me. It's the thing that I always try to turn my brain on or try to, is how we can be better, how
right.
we can innovate and just change the game. Because ultimately, I have my camera in my hand within the Western industry to help change the industry. I don't want it to, there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think, but I think that we can always get better.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
We can always do, you know, we can, and that's why I see it a whole new way, a different way than maybe most people do, coming from where I come from. And I just like to give it my perspective.
Yeah, I think that was the first video, 2013, when we put the video. Like, you know, like I'd been doing this to a degree for 3 years.
Right.
But then in 13, they turned on a camera. Mitch did, and Montgomery, thank you, Mitch. And
yeah,
like we had already been doing it, but we were just having fun.
Yeah, kind of really, and you never really had.
And when do you think you made your first video?
I made my first video in high school.
Right.
But when I really got serious about it, when I went to college in 2007. But my first video that I made was in 2004. I had a videography class. John Henry was my teacher, and it was a snowboarding video. And it got
That's
a lot
really
of
cool.
attention in our class. And it was crazy as we had edited it, and then we had exported it on a VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
And we had watched it on the TV in class. And once everyone, it got a lot of attention, like I said, and then it kind of just sparked, like, hey.
This Does is, that make you appreciate, like, an SD card and Final
oh,
Cut
yeah.
Pro?
Yeah, I don't even know if I would even know how to run that computer that, or that editing program that I was using back in high school. But like nowadays, they make it so easy, and with SD cards, you can literally shoot till it fills up. You don't have to like strategic or strategize how you're going to shoot. You can just shoot whatever. And that's what I think what helps us.
Yeah.
Because I can just turn on the camera. You never know when that moment's going to hit.
Right. Oh, just making sure we were recording.
We need to do a separate podcast one day.
We do. That's yeah. why I did this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Is
no,
it?
Oh, yeah, Cheech, I'm no. out.
Yeah.
Full of lies.
Full of lies is not. Let me tell you guys something really quick. That is why I told you I want to do this, because I'm going to tell you something. This, aside from filming, is probably one of my ultimate favorite things to do. And
well,
thank you.
I think, it got really personal. And if they're still listening now, they're definitely either just that interested or fans. I just... Those are all like,
if you have
not, that's not like typical Dale Brisby stuff. Cause there's a lot about me. Like I'm out there, I'm Snapchatting every day, but I'm also like very personal. Like there's a
yeah.
lot about me that I don't talk about. That
Y'all are welcome.
It's a mystery.
You're welcome.
It's a mystery. And
I know it's a mystery.
Everything I do is a joke.
But that's just the, that's
I'll tell
the
you this right now.
This
I'll tell you
that's
this.
The announcer in me.
Though. I'll tell you this right now. Don't believe, and this is advice from Dale Brisby to the citizens of Winnebago, and you may not get this now, but you might get it later. Don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. That's rodeo time.
That is.
Right?
Yeah. I would love to ask you guys if in
We're
the comments, in the comments, let us know what else you'd like to hear.
We love to make you laugh, and we hope that we made your day a little bit better with every video. Thank you for watching, and I don't give two squirts of duck crap if you ever buy one thing off of DaleBrisby.com. I don't care. I don't.
Thank you, Dale.
I hope I get to keep doing this,
yeah.
but that's it.
Thanks for having me. Or actually,
same thing as Randy said.
Yeah.
I want to advance the sport of rodeo.
Yeah.
I want to tell
I want people to know the love of Jesus Christ, and I want to make people laugh.
Yeah.
That's it.
That gave me goosebumps.
Three things. That's my life. And that's not the order of things.
Well, I'd say this.
Since we're talking about it, Randy, I said, believe anything you hear and only half of what you see.
I love it.
I said that.
I want to continue
advice
to do these
from
episodes.
Dale Brisby. Rodeo time. Hmm. I'm like the guy when you hear somebody talking and they say something like, "So this guy came over." That's all they say.
Right.
Right then, you're wondering, wait a second, is this a real story or is he telling a joke?
Yeah.
Right then, that moment, that's my life.
Dale Brisby.
That's Dale Brisby. That's my moment. That's my life.
I love it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Wait
a second. Is he serious or is he telling us? Is this the start of a joke? A really funny joke? Or is this a really...
This guy came over. No. Listen, I want to continue to do these because Randy's got so much. You've got so much. The guy's got so much.
Okay. Well, since this is...
It is your
show. The
seventh
episode. I wasn't going to do another one. But since you said that, let's do it again.
When?
Sometime.
How about next Monday?
I've been trying to put one out at least once a week.
I really like the way you said that when you put the other one out the other day. It was shot in December, and you said, because I'm a hillbilly, how do you upload any of these podcasts?
Right. No, the first three or four episodes of these podcasts were from 2019.
Yeah.
Because I recorded them last January, but I didn't know. Look at him. Got them knots, old son. Randy's reading
That's
the PSN.
A
That's a
picture.
Cool picture.
Randy.
You know, I wish I had guys like this taking pictures when I was riding.
Oh, man.
But I would need it, like, I need him to take a picture, like, the moment I nodded my head.
You're being so hard on yourself.
Can you imagine having that in your house and that's
That
you?
Would be bad to the bone.
Who is that on him?
I have no idea.
Jeff Askey.
Jeff Askey rides Corey and Lang Rodeo's
Jeff,
war
you're
dance.
Knotted up. I see it. Left spur. All up in that business. That's probably why you wrote him.
I almost, like, I wanted to put two fingers right there and zoom in on this magazine like you do on Instagram. Look at the bull balls on that bull.
Golly.
Woo! Got them bells right underneath. We need to talk to the interns about getting their bells.
Yeah, Wes is bad about that.
He's bad about the bells being on the side of his bull.
Mm. It doesn't zoom in. It's a magazine.
I know it.
Boom. I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby and guest starring Randy Kateri. And then who else came on? Who else? Josiah Zapata. Chicho Nation. I'm Dale Brisby, and we're on to the next one. Pow, pow.
38 minutes.
That was longer than 5 minutes, but I'm going to tell you what. Did that